with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is pledging to do everything possible to find the missing Americans in the Israel-Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president and members of his national security team spoke by phone with family members of the 14 Americans still unaccounted for following the deadly attacks against Israel.
I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Meanwhile, the president is unwavering in his support for Israel, even as he raises humanitarian concerns about innocent civilians in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The head of the United Auto Workers says they are taking a new approach in their strike against the big three automakers. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
Republicans have chosen Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker during internal party voting. Friday's vote puts the staunch ally of Donald Trump within reach of the Speaker's gavel. The Ohio congressman now must secure support from the rest of his colleagues ahead of a House floor vote. On Wall Street, the Dow by 39 points, the Nasdaq dropped 166, the S&P 500 lower by 21. This is SRN News. Liberal Methodist bishops will not miss conservatives who are leaving the church.
During a recent gathering of UMC leaders at Church of the Resurrection in Leawood, Kansas, Pastor Adam Hamilton said the loss of thousands of congregations over issues of homosexuality, quote, feels like a revival. The other leaders agreed with Bishop Tom Berlin saying, quote, we're going to be smaller and we're going to be better. Meanwhile, the exodus continues with a formal split expected to be finalized at next year's general conference. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law to fast-track low-income housing on surplus land that nonprofit colleges and religious institutions are willing to donate. The new measure rezones real estate owned by some schools, churches, mosques, and synagogues to allow for affordable housing to be built more quickly. The church-led movement, Yes in God's Backyard, is trying to combat homelessness in this state. This is SRN News. Israel's military continues to have its hands full as fighting continues in the southern part of the country. We hear the latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
After 6 days of intensive and nonstop retaliatory bombing by Israel's Air Force, Hamas operatives were still able to launch a barrage of missiles at the central and southern portions of the country on Friday. At about midday, a home in the coastal city of Ashkelon sustained considerable damage, but no casualties from a direct rocket hit. Other towns were targeted, but caused no damage or injuries. In a reference to the Hamas atrocities, visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Prime Minister Netanyahu that he had been charged with managing the American campaign against the Islamic State, but that this is worse than what I saw with ISIS. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.